It's time for Breaking Chain with the Men of Valor, where we will have open dialogue with our men on issues of personal, family, and more. It's Breaking Chain with the Men of Valor on YAT Radio.
I tell you, this happens to us every week, so we're just going to go in and most gracious and merciful God, we just ask you to come in the name of Jesus, Lord, and cover us in the blood, Father God, and cover these airwaves right now and just remove whatever ailments that's trying to come up against us and then just stand up against it right now and raise up that standard in the name of Jesus against this flood. Cover up the bodies and the minds that are on this airwaves right now, Father God, and stand with us right now, Father God. Jesus, Father God. We ask that you cover us in the blood of Jesus. Amen. Let's get it. We refuse to stand
for anything. No, the Bible says that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to keep on
praying. No weapon.
Breakthrough. Looking for my breakthrough. My breakthrough. Looking for my breakthrough.
No, the Bible says that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to keep on praying.
Because I refuse to.
I'm a step and press, you know what I'm talking about?
I refuse to.
Cause I'm the head and not the tail, I'm above and not beneath.
Yeah, yeah.
Hallelujah, let's get it.
Cause I refuse to let the devil steal my joy.
Yeah.
I refuse to let the devil sing my praise.
Nah.
I'ma lift him up and phone him with my voice. And if you agree with me, then let me hear you say,
oh.
Depression that taught me a lesson to keep looking up,
yeah.
Don't go weary in your well doing, just keep on pursuing even though it might get rough,
yeah.
The devil ain't stopping because we're sleeping, instead of creeping and seeking a way to make us fall. So I encourage you to be strong in the Lord, battle with the sword and always stand tall,
yeah.
Might got Joseph in it, but God can get you out of it. Grace and mercy will grant you a way of escape about it.
Yeah.
It ain't no doubt about it.
No.
That's why I'm running for him like I'm power dogging. Look, I love him for real. It ain't nothing for me to cut out and run up in here. I'm falling in love with Christ like someone pushed me off a pill. He's my mighty battle last, so I ain't got nothing to fear.
Hey.
Don't need no mattress, I'm a smoking in here.
Hey.
Yeah.
I refuse to let the devil steal my joy. Devil sing my praise.
No.
I'ma lift him up and phone him with my voice. And if you agree with me, then let me hear you say,
oh.
Just look unto the hills and begin to give him the praise. Don't stay down in depression.
Nah.
Count it joy and temptation.
Yeah.
Stage 1 and 3, read the trying of your faith, broke your patience. Patience to overcome.
Yeah.
Patience to run this race.
Yeah.
Patience to stand on his word. Trust him and keep the faith.
Yeah.
So let us stand united. The devil want us divided. Each of us have purpose. Together we make us a body. I'ma give it my all.
Yeah.
That's the end of discussion. I represent G-O-N and that stands for God or nothing.
Hey.
So let me encourage you to do all you can do. Stay humble and committed. Allow the spirit to work through you.
Yeah.
The trouble's on the way. That's something you can't afford.
No.
I tell you, I'ma be strong in the Lord.
Cause I refuse to let the devil steal my joy.
Yeah.
I refuse to let the devil sing my praise.
No.
I'ma lift him up and phone him with my voice. And if you agree with me, then let me hear you say,
oh.
Devil.
I refuse. I refuse to give in to the devil. I tell you, I refuse to give in to Satan. Good evening. Welcome to the Body Men of Valor. It's Breaking Chains, Pastor Rod, I tell you, radio. How you doing out there? It's YAT Radio, Young Adult Talk Family and Youth Ministry. If you got something you want to say tonight, 858-357-9137. Pick up the phone and give me a call and get in on the conversation. Looks like I'm flying solo thus far tonight. Sure, we may get some calls. Some of my normal guests are not here tonight. Some of them have flown. I don't know where they are. We put the blood of Jesus over them tonight, and we pray that his grace is with them. I'm going to read something to you tonight, and it's coming from Acts of the Apostles, 2nd chapter 42 through 47 from the New Living Translation. It says, all the believers devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and the fellowship and to the sharing in meals, including the Lord's Supper, and to prayer. A deep sense of awe came over them all, and the apostles performed many miracles, signs, and wonders. And all the believers met together in one place and shared everything they had. They sold their property and possessions and shared their money with those in need. They worshiped together at the temple each day, met in homes for the Lord's Supper, and shared their meals with great joy and generosity, all the while praising God and enjoying the goodwill of all the people. And each day the Lord added to their fellowship those who were being saved. So why did I read that? Because we are breaking chains with the mighty men of valor. In order for those type of things to take place in the communities, it starts with the men of valor, because it takes courage to get back to the Acts of the Apostles. We have to be apostles. We have to be kings. We have to be disciples of Christ and stop being disciples of men. Listen, we have to break the chains from following after men who are leading us to destruction. If they are not leading you to Christ, you are following after men of destruction. Christ said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. If you are not listening to men that are drawing you to Christ, you are following men of destruction. Listen, we're going to all have different ideas. We're going to have all different ways of teaching. We're going to have different ways of preaching. We're going to have different styles, but we are supposed to have one purpose, one goal, one mission, and that is to lead you to Christ, lead you to the heavens. You understand what I'm saying? Simple as that. No other way, no other way. I may preach the way different than your pastor preached, but it's okay. As long as I am teaching you the word of God and telling you about Jesus the Christ. You understand? From the Hebrew language, Yahshua. You understand? Yahshua, and his name is pronounced in all different kind of ways, and you may say it, but you need to learn his Hebrew name. You understand what I'm saying? Listen, the New Living Translation Bible, the King James Bible, has 66 books in it, but the Hebrew Bible has 87 books in it. You need to get you one. I have one. You need to study it, because it tells you everything that you need to know. And most, well, I won't say that. I'll leave that alone. Most pastors don't even have one. So this is not to discredit anybody, but we need to come together as one and stop discrediting each other. There's too much discrediting of each other going on instead of unity and togetherness. We need to leave all of that alone. You talk about me, I talk about you, we talk about each other, and all of that is unnecessary. I'm speaking in general now. I don't know who you're talking about. We all need to be talking about Jesus Christ. We don't need to be talking about each other. We need to be talking about one man, one Lord. You understand? One baptism. You understand? That's what we need to be talking about. One heaven. That's it. That's it. Simple as that. We need to talk. We need to stop all of the backstabbing, the backbiting, and all the hypocritical conversations. All of that needs to cease today. That needs to stop. You understand? We are the most powerful people on earth. We are the most people that got the most money on earth, and we claim to be the most poorest and broke people. So let's get over all of that. Let's stop crying. Let's stop whining. Let's pick ourselves up and start helping each other, being our brother's keeper. Wipe the dust off our feet. Let's get the dust off our shoulders and our arm. Wash ourselves up. Take better care of ourselves and our brothers and sisters, and let's move forward. Let's stop living in the past. Let's stop continuing to be in this slave-driven, this slave mentality,
this slave-driven purpose, physical living. Let's stop letting them kill us and kill our communities and our children. Let's stop all of this. Let's stop this today. I don't care how you feel about what I'm saying. Turn the channel. Turn to somewhere else. Go do what you usually do. Look at YouTube. Look at videos. Look at twerking, perking, whatever it is that you do. But all I'm saying to you, the truth makes you free, and free indeed you will be. I'm just paraphrasing, because there are things that you need to know. There are things you need to study. There are things that you need to understand. This is the Men of Valor. Tonight is just the Man of Valor. I'm flying solo, and it's all right, because this is just what I do. This is a time right now. This is the season that you need to stand up and be a man and pull your pants up, you understand, and do something about what you're talking about. Stop doing all that talking and be about yourself. There are men out here doing things in the community. There are men mentoring our young men. There are men and women mentoring our young men and young women. There are people doing things in our community. Stop bashing them. Stop talking about them. Get up and do something yourself. You understand what I'm saying? There are preachers preaching. They are pastoring that know how to pastor and take care of their flock. There are real men and women of God out there. God say, touch not my anointed, do my prophets no harm. Whether or not you a good prophet or a bad prophet, you still belong to God, and God gonna deal with you one way or the other. Whether you did good or whether you did bad, God is gonna deal with you. Let me tell you something. I ain't got nothing to do with you, because I have no heaven or no hell to put you in. So don't say Rev. Rod, Pastor Rod, Rev. Hot Rod said nothing, did nothing. The devil is a lie. I can tell you to your face. Come to me, call me. We can talk about it. I'm a grown man. You understand what I'm saying? When I was in the streets, I used to put another word in front of that. I can still do that, but ain't no need in doing that, because we above that level. You understand? The grace of God is upon me. The salvation is with me. So let's move forward. Understand what I'm saying? We need to understand who we represent. We are ambassadors of Christ. We represent the kingdom of God, and the kingdom of God is near. Look around you. Feel what you feel and know what you know. If you are a Christian and you say that you serve the Lord, live like you serve the Lord. Act like you serve the Lord. Talk like you serve the Lord. Live like you serve the Lord. And you know what? Pick yourself up and let people see that you serve the Lord. Stop with all this whining. Stop with all this complaining. Because guess what? If you whining and complaining every day, you ain't serving the Lord. Let me tell you something. We all going through something. There's something always going to be tugging at you, because the devil is always trying to tug at God's people. Always. He always trying to do it. He tugged on Jesus Christ when he got baptized. But you know what? You got to use the word of God at him, because that's your sword. That's your only way out. Use the word of God at him. I got it right here in front of me. I can pick up this word right now and just open it up anywhere. I just picked it up and just opened it, and it just happened to fall on Mark, the book of Mark. Mark chapter 6. 14, listen, and I could just read anything. John kept telling Harold, it is illegal for you to marry your brother's wife. He talking about John the Baptist. So what is that talking about? John was out there in the desert telling Harold, you are a sinner. You are a hypocrite. You did something wrong. You married your brother's wife, and your brother ain't even dead yet. Jesus has already told him that you're not supposed to even do that. You're not supposed to marry somebody, and that their spouse that they divorced or whatever is still living, because you committed adultery. That's in the Bible. So John was just already talking about something that Jesus hadn't even put out of his mouth yet, because Jesus hadn't even been baptized. So it's just things. Listen, all I'm saying to you, brothers and sisters, live by the word of God. And I could have just said that backwards. I did, because this is at the end. I'm sorry. Jesus had already been baptized. Yes, he had. He had already been baptized. Because, yes, he has. This is at the end here. This is almost at the end of John the Baptist's life. So I'm sorry. I do apologize. I quoted myself wrong there. All I'm saying to you, let's start getting back to living according to the word of God. Okay. Listen, I don't know what your religion is. I don't know what your religious status is. Here at the Young Adults Talk Youth and Family Ministry, and why it's called that, is because we serve youth and families, the complete families.
this ministry was organized to go after when we start going into schools and taking care of youth as well. But we were already a family ministry because we were taking care of families on the streets that were homeless. You know what I'm saying? The families and the children. But then we added the youth because we started going into schools and counseling youth. So we do a lot here, the Young Adults Talk Family and Youth Ministries. So all I'm saying to you is that let's take back our community. Let's take back our children. Let's take back our families. So it doesn't matter what your religious beliefs are. You know what I'm saying? You still serve the same God. You know what I'm saying? A lot of religions read out the same Bible. So why are we going down different highways? Why are we going down different paths when we serve the same God? We shouldn't be clashing. You know what I'm saying? That's why so much hell is running up and down the streets. You know what I'm saying? Your religion is suffering hell too. So there's no separation like that. God is not the only separation God is doing is sending people to heaven or hell. So if you believe in God, you know that there's a heaven and hell. So what is your purpose in life? You have to make that decision. No one can make that decision for you. You have to make that decision. And now's the time to start making that decision. Why am I talking about this tonight? Because there's a purpose for your life. If you haven't found your purpose, now's the time to find your purpose. You know what I'm saying? When we have these shows on here, I don't know if you're listening by way of internet, if you're listening by way of internet. I send out to you God's peace and blessings to you and your family. May God's Holy Spirit reign upon you and walk all up and down through your life and in your house and rain down blessings upon you for the rest of your life, for you and your family and the descendants yet to come into your family. You understand what I'm saying? I plead that over your life right now in the name of Jesus. The blood of Yeshua rain down on you right now. So if you're calling in and I don't see your number, the same goes to you. May the blood rain down over your life and your family right now and your descendants yet to come. But let me say this to you. If you know someone that's always on Facebook and always ranting and raving and complaining and dogging someone out and just using it as a platform to try to destroy or tear down, you know, tell them we have a platform for them to come on over here. Send them this way. Give them our number, 858-357-9137, because we don't mind. We don't mind them calling in here and saying what they need to say, because this is a platform for we want to hear from them because there's a lot that needs to be said. You can't beat God. You know what I'm saying? God's going to win all the time because John 1:1 says in the beginning, the word already existed. He was with God and he was God. He was in the beginning with God. He created everything that is. Nothing exists that he didn't make. Life itself was in him. And this life gives light to everyone. The light shines through the darkness and the darkness can never extinguish it. You know, so and listen, it goes on to say that God sent John the Baptist to tell everyone about the light so that everyone might believe because of his testimony. John himself was not the light. He was only a witness to the light. The one who is the true light, who gives light to everyone, was going to come into the world. But guess what? But although the world was made through him, the world didn't recognize him when he came. Even in his own land and among his own people, he was not accepted. He wasn't even accepted by us. But to all who believed him and accepted him, he gave the right to become children of God. They are reborn. So in other words, y'all, we were warned that he was coming. We were told that he was coming. And when he got here, we didn't accept him. We rejected him. And God had already told us, my people perish because of the lack of knowledge, because they rejected the knowledge. And since you rejected the knowledge, your children will perish. Our children are perishing because we rejected the knowledge and we still rejected the knowledge. We rejected him when he came onto land.
when he came into the form of a man, and you reject the belief of that. You said that that ain't even true. Ain't no God came down here in the form of man. You know what I'm saying? But you believe that you came into a form of man out of an explosion in the sky. You know what I'm saying? You can believe that, but you won't believe that a God formed you out of dust and formed you out of clay. You know what I'm saying? You don't believe that, but you will believe that a scientist told you that you just exploded out of nowhere. You know what I'm saying? So what do you really believe? What is it that you really believe? What is it that you're going to believe that was told to you? So in order for you to believe one or the other, guess what you got to have? You got to have faith in something. You got to have faith to believe something. So even an atheist, even though he say that ain't no God, he got to have faith to believe that he came from somewhere. Oh, my God, I just said something. I just said something to a non-believer. He got to even have faith that he came from somewhere. He didn't just he didn't even create himself. So listen, all I'm saying to you, I posted a picture up on the screen on Facebook for our show this evening, and it was just a simple picture. It says, "We are kings. We're not thugs, niggas, or boys. We are men." That's what it says. And guess what? I believe that. I know that. Because it's a fact, and it's not even an opinion. It's a fact. So your opinions mean nothing. So call in with no opinion. Call in with some facts. You know, I got a good friend, man. He's like a brother to me. You know what I'm saying? And y'all could tell him I said it. You know what I'm saying? Rodney Toomer. We call him DJ Rodsky, my dude, my guy. You know, baddest guy known turntables besides my brother Andre. You know, but Rodsky be kicking none but knowledge and facts. And a lot of people like to tear him down because they thinking that he's trying to talk about separation and all this. No, he ain't talking about separation. All he's talking about is you trying to separate your mind from all the manipulation of the BS that they're trying to feed you so you can get focused on who you are, because you have an identity problem. You're being fed something that you've been fed all your life, and you keep believing it, and you won't even try to find out the history for yourself or who you are, where you come from. Because, listen, the true saying is that if you don't know where you come from, you can't possibly know where you're going. How can you have a future and you don't even know your past? All you know is about you come from slavery. No, you come from something bigger than that. You come from kings and queens. You come from royalty. You understand what I'm saying? 2 Peter 2:9, if I'm correct, 2 Peter 2:9, look it up for yourself. Yeah, I'm a pastor, man, so you know what I'm saying? I got to use scripture too, you know. And if you don't know what a pastor is, look that up too, because people like to try to argue with you. He ain't no real pastor. This is my ministry right here. I've been the ministry of this pastor. The pastor of this ministry right here be 23 years come June. You know what I'm saying? I just didn't come out. You know what I'm saying? Because I was still going through some things. I didn't want to disrespect God. So I let somebody else run things. I just sat back and did the work out in the streets. I did all the labor. You understand what I'm saying? Let somebody else do the pastoring and overseeing. I know how to sit myself down. I don't have to be told to sit down. I know when God say you're not to do that. I know how to be obedient in a lot of areas. Especially in ministry. I definitely know how to do that. Okay. You can ignore me if you want to. Listen, you hear this? Where is it? Okay. But anyway, he said that you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a peculiar people. See, they call you crazy. They call me crazy, but God calls me peculiar because I'm special. I'm different. You know, I'm made like him, and his likeness after his own image. Oh, my God. Genesis 1 and 27 through 29. You know what I'm saying? Read that right there where he made you. You know, where he made us. You know, where he made man. You know, made me out of a ball of clay and dust and made me in clay. And then he put me to sleep and took out my rib from under my heart and made this woman. You know what I'm saying? Oh, my God. You know, if a man hold his arm up and then do the rib test and put his right index finger to his right bottom of his right ribs, and his left index finger to the bottom of his left rib, he'll figure out and see that his right side is down lower than his left side, that he's missing a left rib for real. But he won't do that test if I tell him to. And when he does it, when I tell a man to do the test, he'll realize that he's really missing a rib. But then you want to believe the scientists say, because you come from the Big Bang Theory, or you come from a monkey. Boy, you didn't come from no doggone monkey. Let me not say that. Anyway, get out your identity crisis. We men of valor. We men of courage. We are warriors. You understand? We soldiers on the battlefield for the Lord. You represent the high and almighty God. You better understand that. Hey, man, you tuned in to the Men of Valor. It's a Thursday night. I'm flying solo tonight, y'all. 858-357-9137. Pick up the phone and give me a call. I'm all alone, y'all. I just want you to call me. I'm just playing. God riding with me. I got a good show going on. Holler at me. I'm hollering at y'all. 858-357-9137. Check me out, y'all.
You're listening to Breaking Chains with the Men of Valor on YAT Radio.
There is life in our tongues, healing in our wings. We are children of God, join us with the King. Do you know who you are? Tell me, can you see? Are you walking in your identity? Do you know who you are? Tell me, can you see? Are you living?
children of God.
Join hands with the King.
Join hands with the King.
Tell me, do you know?
Do you know who you are?
Open your eyes,
tell me, can you see?
Are you walking? Are you walking?
Are you walking?
Entertainment, God of Nothing Music, and the Williams Music Group. That's True Tony. Get your identity right. Hey, welcome back to Breaking Chains with the Mighty Men of Valor. It's Thursday evening, YET Radio. What's going on? Pastor Rod Tony Radio. Hope you're having a great, wonderful Thursday evening. It's raining here in Alabama. So if you're out and about, be careful out there on the roads. And if you're at home, kick back, relax, and listen to this great talk radio. Enjoy yourself. 858-357-9137. I want to read this to you right quick. Judges 6 and 12 said, "And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him and said to him, the Lord is with thee, thy mighty man of valor." That's a wonderful one. You need to put that one in your wallet and take it with you, or pin it to your mirror, or put it in your car. Because anytime you mighty man of valor, you get discouraged or anything, you remember that the Almighty Lord says, thus says the Lord, that the Lord is with thee. No matter what, he is with thee. He will never leave nor forsake you. He's going to always be with you. You need to remember that, because sometimes we tend to forget that. You know, Jesus said that when he left here, he told us that he was going to send and leave with us a comforter, the Holy Spirit. He's always with us. We tend to forget about the Holy Spirit being here with us. He's always with us. No matter where we are, what we're doing, the Holy Spirit is always here to comfort us. All we have to do is acknowledge him and just, you know, remember that he's with us, because he's never going to go anywhere. It's part of the Godhead, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. It's always with us. We need to remember that. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot going on around us, and we are mighty men and women of God, and we need to not get out of our lane, not get out of our roles, no matter what the situation is. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes people that are unbelievers, or people that are believers that are going through it, sometimes that are backsliding in their faith, they have to look to us to get strong again. Sometimes we have to be their, it's like a phone charger. Sometimes we have to be their charger back to Christ. We have to lead them back to the main source. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes they just need a little uplifting to get back to the main source. Sometimes it's going to have to be you. You know what I'm saying? So you always have to be what is it? Energized, like the energized bunny. Yeah, you're not going to always going and going and going and going and going. You know, God doesn't expect that. He expects you to rest, but he expects you to always lean on him. You know what I'm saying? Lean on him. Depend on him. You always got to depend on him. You got to always be faithful to him, because he's going to be faithful to you. You know what I'm saying? We're so quick to say, God is good, God is good, God is good, God is good, God is good. No, God is great. God is faithful. God is awesome. We are good. God is great. God is faithful. God is awesome. You need to start saying that. God is great. God is faithful. God is awesome, because we are good. Because when you look at God's word, God says after he made us, that is good. That is good. Everything that he made, he said, it is good. It is good. It is good. Look in your word. It is good. Let's go back together. We can look at it together. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking facts now. You know what I'm saying? I'm not just fantasizing here. I'm not telling you my opinion. I'm telling you what God said. Okay? I'm telling you what God said. Let's get to it. Where are you? Okay, I just turned to it. I'm getting to the beginning. All right. All right. All right. All right, here we go. And God said, let the earth bring forth every kind of animal, livestock, small animals, wildlife. And so it was. God made all sorts of wild animals, livestock, and small animals, each able to reproduce more of its own kind. And God saw that it was good. Was good. Then God, I'm reading from the New Living Translation, okay? And then God said, let us make people in our image to be like ourselves. They will be masters over all life. Not some life, all life. The fish in the sea, the birds in the sky, and all livestock, wild animals, small animals. So God created people in his own image. God patterned them after himself. Male and female, he created them. God blessed them and told them, multiply and fill the earth and subdue it. Be masters over the fish and the birds and all the animals. And God said, look, I have given you the seed-bearing plants throughout the earth and all the fruit trees for your food. And I have given you all the grasses and other green plants to the animals and the birds for their food. And so it was. Then God looked over all he had made and saw that it was excellent in every way. This was all happened on the sixth day. Isn't that something? It was all good. So how in the world is God equal to us? We good and God good too. He created all this, but he good too. And we so quick to say, God is good all the time. All the time, God is good. That is our favorite line. And it's just so, it's a cliche. And it is proven to be not even real. Because the scripture, let me just go to facts. Let's get to facts so I won't be talked about. Let me get to facts. And so you can understand what I'm saying. What do you want to say? How awesome is our God? Let me see. I'm just looking here. I'm looking, y'all bear with me here for a second. For he received from God the Father honor and glory. And there came such a voice to him for the excellent glory. This is my beloved son who I am. Please say excellent. The excellent glory. Excellent. Came not with excellency of speech or the wisdom of declaring the testimony of God. Excellency is what I'm seeing here. And I'm saying awesome. And it's saying excellency. So, you know, and righteousness and, you know, and So I guess I was a little bit off. So all I'm saying, y'all, is that study, show yourself approved so that we can know that our God is an awesome God. He says that we are good. You know what I'm saying? Oh, God, you are awesome from your sanctuary. The God of Israel himself gives strength and power to the people. Blessed be God. Psalm 68:35. And we know that God calls all things to work together for the good. We know that for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. We know that, right? Okay, so let's go to finally, brethren, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is of good report, if there is any excellence and if anything worthy of praise, dwell on these things. Great is our Lord and abundant in strength. Standing is infinite. Psalms 147:5. Here you go. Deuteronomy 10:17. For the Lord your God is the God of gods and the Lord of lords, the great, the mighty, and awesome God who does not show partiality nor take a bribe. The mighty and awesome God. Lord have mercy. Did you hear what I just said? So all I'm saying, y'all, is that let's read about who our Lord is before we start sticking him with a name. You know what I mean? Let's see who he says he is. Let's see who he calls himself. He says that his name is I Am That I Am. And why does he call himself that? You know what I'm saying? We give him names that, you know, he never called himself. So we have to be careful. And if we're going to talk about things, talk about things that God says that he is and what is not here. God says, listen, we look at things that are going on in the news, and I'm bringing this up because this is something that I should have brought up earlier. I'm going to bring it up now. I was looking on the news about the Mueller report release, and we got to spend more tax dollars for them to fight about what's what and what's what and what's not, right? So all of these tax dollars being spent, but our country is in trillions of dollars in debt. Homelessness is climbing. People are dying from food poisoning. The FDA is letting all kind of foods be put on the shelf, all kind of water being put on the shelf. This stuff is being planned. They know it. They're turning their backs on things. They're building prisons. They're building more graveyards. And, you know, just saying that there's a bigger picture that you're not paying attention to. The pharmaceutical drugs, the doctors and the pharmacies are in cahoots. They don't want to release the real cures for things. You know what I'm saying? They didn't want you to have the real Bible. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of stuff that you don't know, that you don't share if you know it. So, you know, when are we going to come together as a people to say enough is enough? All I'm saying is enough is enough. When are we going to really say enough is enough? You got about 50 people running for president for 2020, president of a little few square miles of a country that over there in the District of Columbia somewhere called the United States of America, LLC, that have kidnapped the whole country. And you call it a conspiracy theory, which is the truth if you really look it up and study it. So it's a lot going on that we're not paying attention to. And we say that is not by God's grace. Render unto God's what is God's. Render unto Caesar what is Caesar's. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Thou shalt not steal. Are you going to continue to let things be stolen and taken from us and we not say anything? It's time to start saying something. You know what I'm saying? We don't have to get violent. We don't have to get ignorant. We don't have to act like niggas, because that's what ignorance is. We don't have to act like niggas. Okay, it's time out for being called a nigga. Pull your pants up and comb your hair and put your ties in your shirts and your pants, and let's go handle some business and let's take back our communities. That's what we need to do. You understand what I'm saying? Stand up and be men. It's time for men to stand up and be men. You know what I'm saying? Can't no woman do a man's job. I don't care what no woman say. Can't no woman do a man's job. You know what I'm saying? Can't no man do a woman's job. Can't no man be a woman, and can't no woman be a man. I don't care how hard you try, it ain't going to never happen. God created you to be a woman, be a woman. God created you to be a man, stand up and be a man. It's time to get real and be some men out here. And let's do what men are supposed to do, protect our families, to protect our communities, take care of our children, and protect everybody we're supposed to protect. And that's everything. It takes a village to raise a family. It takes a village to raise a community. It takes a village to protect the community. You understand what I'm saying? In the church, it's time for us to raise up. We pastors. We preachers. You understand? We the fivefold ministry. If you all about God, it's time for you to stand up and do what you're supposed to be doing. If you in the church, you understand, and you about man's church, you do what you're doing. God gonna deal with you. But if you about God's house, let's stand up and do what we're supposed to do for God's kingdom and his people. Because you know what I'm saying? It's time to put God first and remove yourself out the way. That's all I'm saying to you. Put God first. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and all else will be added unto you. You understand what I'm saying? Put God first and his righteousness, and everything else will be added unto you. So if you got some things that you want to do in life and you trying to get this and get that, long as you just keep God first, it's coming to you. Your blessing is on the way. Trust me when I tell you that. Your blessing is on the way. My blessing is on the way. Your blessing is on the way. Y'all blessing on the way, because you put God first. All you got to do is be patient. Keep the faith. It's on the way. Stop questioning God. God know what he doing. Let him do what he doing. So he got to remove all of the evilness out of the way, because they holding up your money. They holding up your blessing right now. They stealing from you. He got to remove the crooks out the way. It's a lot of crooks out there. They've been in the way for a mighty long time. And see, it's a lot of scared people scared to say something because they scared they're going to lose their benefits. They scared they're going to lose their little checks and their little money, and they scared to say something. We understand that. So it's some real warriors and some real soldiers on the way right now. Don't you hear them coming? You can hear them in the spirit marching towards you right now. You can only hear them in the spirit. You can only hear him in the spirit. You can't see him in the physical yet, but you can hear him in the spiritual. You understand what I'm saying? And you can slightly hear him in the physical. You can hear what they're saying. So they on their way. So you just stand firm and you stand still. You just wait on the Lord. I say just wait on the Lord because they on their way. Boy, are they on their way. Hang on. You tuned in to the Mighty Men of Valor. We breaking chains tonight, man. I'm having fun doing this solo, too. I ain't got a problem with it. You know what I'm saying? My minister, Yasha, he's at work. And Pastor Gant, we pray that he's all well. Him and young Lionel, I don't know where they are. But Pastor Gant has been going through some physical things. And we want you to just keep him lifted in prayer. We know young Lionel's taking care of his dad. So we just keep them lifted in prayer. And Rev Mars, we just pray for him out there. He's probably out working. We pray for him to keep him lifted up as well. And all of our men of valor out there taking care of their families who's really out there dedicated to the cause. We lift you up in the name of Jesus and keep the blood and keep you covered right now. Amen.
You're listening to Breaking Chains with the Men of Valor on YAT Radio.
I've been at it for a while, but it's time for me to get back on it now. Yeah. I've been at it for a while, but it's time for me to get back on it now. Yeah. I've been at it for a while, but it's time for me to get back on it now. Ain't no shackles on me down, no. Ain't no shackles on me now, no. Down, no,
no,
not even no devil slowing me down. Cause man, I worship a mountain mover. He done may be a valley walker. Man, I worship a mind renewer. Bring back to my memory what he done taught me. Ain't no shackles on me now, no. Ain't no shackles on me now. Wake up and I put my armor on. I do that by coming bold and before the throne. It's mandatory. My defense is God alone. I feel the spirit. It's like fire in my bones. Don't get me wrong. I go to church a lot. But that ain't the reason for my relationship with God. It's just he brought me through a lot. When that come to priorities, he on top. And I worship like I'm gone mad. Give it all like the last stand. Threw my past in a trash can. Ain't got nothing to hide like an eyeglass. Keep it holy like I'm supposed to. Down for Jesus like a bold fool. God is good to me like soul food. And that's why I love him. I love him so I tell him ain't no shackles on me down, no.
No.
Ain't no shackles on me now, no. Free, put your hands up. Yeah, put your hands up. If you're really free, put your hands up. Let the people see that you're free, put your hands up. If you're really free, put your hands up. Yeah, go ahead, put your hands up. If you're really free, let me see, cause the people need to see that you're free, put your hands up. I'm radical, can't help that I'm teed up. Been a bounce bad like a re-up. And I'm going hard in the pain, and I represent this thing like a crypto and seize up. Light of the world, people need us. Yeah, it's in the scripture, people need us. But the thing is, when they see us, they don't really see us. They looking at Jesus. And he said that if I be lifted up, he'll draw all men unto him. So I looked at my cross and now I'll pick it up. And I'ma follow him all the way to the end with a grin. Cause I know in the end that I win and I'm in. Cause he saved me from sin and he's seated on the right hand. I lifted up and he's living in me. Can't you tell that I'm free? Ain't no shackles on me down, no.
No.
Ain't no shackles on me now, no. Bring back to my memory what he done told me. Ain't no shackles on me down, no.
You ain't
no shackles on me now.
You ain't holding me.
put your hands up. If you're really free, put your hands up. Let the people see that you're free, put your hands up. If you're really free, put your hands up. Yeah, go ahead, put your hands up. If you're really free, let me see, cause the people need to see that you're free, put your hands up. Ain't no shackles on me down, no.
No.
Ain't no shackles on me now, no.
No.
And it ain't nobody holding me down, no.
No.
Not even no devil's on me now. Man, I worship a mountain mover.
Oh.
He done made me a valley walker.
Oh.
Man, I worship a mind renewer. Bring back to my memory what he done taught me.
Oh.
Man, I worship a mountain mover. He done made me a valley walker. Man, I worship a mind renewer. Bring back to my memory what he done taught me. Ain't no shackles on him and down.
No, 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 no.
Ain't no shackles on him and down.
No, no.
Welcome back to Breaking Chains with the Mighty Men of Valor. It's a Thursday night. Pastor Rod's on your radio. What's going on with you? 858-357-9137. www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio. I tell your friends to log on. You can listen to this at a later time or archive show. If you're going to be listening at a later time, thank you. Check us out Monday through Thursday. We have shows on Monday is Healthy Mondays. Dr. Ruby from 7 to 8. And then we're on with Elder Makinde Gabalahan and Miss Theola Bright and Pastor Kennedy and myself from 8 to 9. We have our part two of Healthy Mondays. And then on Tuesday night, Pastor Smith out of California with our intercessory praise and prayer. And Wednesday night is our P31 Ladies Night. And then back here on Thursdays. Next Wednesday, we'll be live at the Wings of Life down on South Royal Street in Mobile, Alabama, broadcasting live from 7 to 8. We'll be over there with live testimonies and having a praise and worship time with them. Live in Mobile on South Royal Street, 800 South Royal Street in Mobile, Alabama. Looking forward to that. Yeah, we're moving around, getting ready for some more live broadcasts. So we'll be coming out praise and worshiping and having a live talk with you, Breaking Chains. So looking forward to that. Hey, 858-357-9137. We won't be on here much longer. Had fun tonight flying solo. Just want our mighty men of valor to start stepping up to the plate. If we got to pound that message in every Thursday night, because it's going to take our men to get out and be seen, be visible, and be heard. You got to speak up and speak out. We can do that and be intelligent with it and be gentlemen about it to get our point across. All you have to do is just start speaking up and speaking out, because our motto is leaving a mark that can't be erased by breaking the chains of silence. Once you start speaking up and speaking out, they forever remember you because you coming in. They don't expect, brothers to come in with shirt and ties on and talking and speaking intelligently. So we have to change the mindset of our people of how we can handle business. It's time out for always walking in, handling things with pants hanging off your butt and, you know, do-rags on your head and, you know what I'm saying, looking like if you look at our young men today, you know, they expect us to go back to that old slave look. We don't comb our hairs no more. If you pull up the old slave mentality look when they used to hang our brothers from trees, the hair still looks the same. You know what I'm saying? For our young men and some of the older men, they're not combing their hair. They think it's a style or something. You know what I'm saying? You see a rapper or a football player, a basketball player wearing their hair this way, you got to follow that trend. So that just goes to show them that you are a follower. You're not a leader. We are leaders. So step up and start being leaders. You know what I'm saying? It's not a fad. It's not a trend. It's not a fashion. You know what I'm saying? It's really not. You know, it's not. Comb your hair. That's what the fashion is, combing your hair, taking a bath, taking a shower, looking like a man, being a gentleman. That's what's up. You know what I'm saying? Young ladies, if you falling for these men that's looking like, you know, looking like this, and young men, if you looking at these women that's looking like that, something wrong with you. You know what I'm saying? Check yourself. And I ain't putting nobody down, but step your game up. It's time for you to step your game up, for real. It's time for you to step your game up. You know what I'm saying? Let's start reaching our goals and our dreams. For real, y'all. We got goals and dreams. Let's go reach for them. Let's stop depending on people to take care of us and provide for us. You know what I'm saying? Some of us fall on hard times, but let's not purposely be in hard times. Let's not purposely sit on our butts and do nothing. You know what I'm saying? Let's not purposely do that. You know what I'm saying? Don't purposely have babies just to get a welfare check, because one day they're going to cut that out. Then what you going to do? Then what you going to do? Result to what? Result to what? Fall back on what? You know what I'm saying? No matter what color you are. I ain't talking to no specific color. I'm just speaking right now. You know what I'm saying? Because God's people ain't got no color. You know what I'm saying? You really want to know the truth. You know what I'm saying? God is a black man, for real. You want to know the truth? You know, let's speak the truth. Let's really talk about the truth now. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? They got pictures of a white Jesus. You know what I'm saying? That you know what I'm saying? That's God. Jesus is God. You know what I'm saying? He ain't no white man. So take these pictures down. Tell your pastor to take that picture out your church, because it's a lie. Because listen, let me read something to you. Because if you turn to the book of Revelation, if you turn to the book of Revelation, for real, and you go to, let me see, Revelation 1, I'm going to say 1. Yeah, I'm going to say 1. And maybe down to, I'm looking at it now. I'm going to say down to 10. And it's talking to John of Patmos, right? And I'm going to go to 8. And Jesus, who is God, he said, "I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, said the Lord, which is and which was and which is to come, the Almighty. I, John, who also am your brother and companion in tribulation and in the kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ, was in the isle, and that is called Patmos, for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ. I was in the spirit on the Lord's day and heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet saying, I am Alpha and Omega, and the first and the last. And what thou seest, write in the book and send unto the seven churches, which are in Asia and Ephesus and Smyrna and the Pergamos and unto Tartaria and unto Sardis and unto Philadelphia and unto Laodicea. And I turned to see the voice that spake with me, and being turned, I saw seven golden candlesticks, and in the midst of the seven candlesticks, one like unto the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the foot, and girt about the paps with a golden girdle." Listen to this now. Here we go. Starts at 14. Here we go. Listen to this. Now you tell me, who did it sound like? "His head and his hairs were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were as a flame or fire, and his feet like unto fine brass, as if they burned in a furnace, and his voice as the sound of many waters. And he had in his right hand seven stars, and out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword, and his countenance was as sun shining in his strength. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. And he laid in his right hand upon me, saying unto me, Fear not, I am the first and the last. I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and of death." So, who that sound like to you? That sound like your granddaddy, don't it? Well, young people, it sound like your great 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 granddaddy. Sound like my granddaddy. So, you know, that's all I'm saying. And you know, let's catch up, y'all. Let's get ourselves together. Let's get our minds right. Let's get ourselves together. That's all I'm saying. We just need to get ourselves together. It's time to catch up. We too far behind. And it's time to stop blaming everybody else. You know what I'm saying? Look around your communities. What do you own? What do you have? What's yours? What are you teaching? Who you helping? Who you educating? Who you mentoring? Are you helping in your community? Are you helping the school in your community? Are you helping the young brothers and the young sisters in your hood? Because it's not a neighborhood anymore. It's just a hood. You need to help make it back a neighborhood. You know what I'm saying? Are you electing the right officials in your city, your state, in your county, in your country? What are you doing? You know what I'm saying? Because I know this podcast is heard all over the country. I watch my stats. I know who's listening. So wherever you are in your country, are you able to make sure that your country is protected by the right politicians? Make sure that they are. Be a voice. Be heard. Are you willing to be that sacrifice? Are you willing to make that sacrifice? I'm making that sacrifice right now by letting my voice be heard. Because God be for me, so who could be against me? God is going to protect me. I know people are against me, but God is going to protect me. God is going to watch over me. The angels are dispatched to me right now. The blood is covering me all the time because I have faith. I trust. I believe. So what are you going to do? We got to join in together and do something. Make it happen. Down here in Alabama, Mobile, Alabama, especially, prayer has been taken out of the schools. So if the prayer is out of the schools and a lot of young people are not praying at home and a lot of them are not going to church, that means they unprotected, they uncovered. They're not covered. They're not protected. So what does that mean? A lot of harm can come their way because they're not protected. So we have to do something about that. As a whole, as a body of, as the body of Christ, we need to protect these young people in prayer. We need to come together and pray every morning. No matter where we are, we need to come together at a certain time and pray to cover these young people as they leave in their house, going into these schools, on these schoolyards. You know what I'm saying? I was at a school today. It was about so many fights that took place on this school property because nobody is praying. What are you going to do? What you saying? Ain't my children, my grandchildren ain't there. Ain't my problem. It is your problem. It is your problem. And you're going to be questioned about that before God when your judgment time come up. When judgment day come and you got to go before the throne and you got to go before the judge, he going to ask you about it. So let's get it together, y'all. Let's get it together. Let's get it together. Here's a scripture for you. Do ye therefore, so far as ye are able, instruct the people, for that labor is ours. For if ye teach them, ye shall quicken them. That's Second Baruch. You probably never heard of that book, but that's out the, I'm going to tell you, out the real Bible, the Sefer. That's the real Bible with all the books in it. Not the 66, but the 87 books. You ever heard of the Second Baruch? B-A-R-U-K. Find it. Not trying to confuse you. Trying to educate you. Want you to learn. Want you to know. Need you to know. The Hebrew Bible. The real language of our God. Jesus the Christ. Hebrew is what he spoke. Whew, it's something to learn those Hebrew names. When I start talking Hebrew to you, don't start calling the NSA and Homeland Security and talking about he done changed over here terrorists and all that crazy talk. I'm gonna laugh at you because I'm gonna tell you, you just as stupid. You need to learn who you are. Do you know who you are? Can't you see? Okay, all right. I need to play that song again by Drew. Your identity. Listen, come on, people. Let's get it together. It's too much going on. It's too much going on. It's just too much going on. Too much going on. Too much. Too much. Too much. Too much. I'm going to take another music break and I'm going to come back and I'm going to sign off, y'all. I'm going to sign off. I've got to play my man, Second Samuel, Minister Music Entertainment and the Williams Group, Second Samuel, both sides. listening to the Mighty Men of Valor breaking chains on this Thursday night. Hit it, school.
Church with me, the streets rhyme. I'm turned up, can't turn me down. Been rain rhyme since 99. Switched up my flow. Now rest for God. They saying I'm doing the most, but I'm just doing my job. I'm slanging hope, no joke. Real talk, no facade. Giving them something they can believe in. They can never say that I ain't tried. Say mad, no why. Cause all these souls I'ma reach. All these children I'ma teach. Ain't gotta be on stage or behind a pulpit to go preach. With a microphone in my hand. All in the stand. They think it's me, but ain't me. Cause he even sent me, you don't understand. I'm a grace made man. Still commanded to lead. Still commanded to lead. So I go hard for what I believe. I'm off the hinge, off the hinge. We broke the knob, broke the knob. Crowd super excited, man. And it's all for God, all for God. Holy Spirit in the atmosphere. Give him a round of applause, round of applause. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm showing love.
Church Ryan, St. James, yeah, the building, St. Harbor, true divine, with God in you, you're true to shine, with the faith the size of a mustard dime, plant the seed, watch it grow with a little water and sunshine, God is good, all the time I was lost, but now found, with the clear vision, I was blind, he turned around on the coming ground, I'm looking up while he looking down, turned up and ain't turning down, and if I went trying to come around, but I said, look here, I'm turning it down, it's God work, God search, family second, God first, he did it once, he'll do it again, this ain't two and talking, it's God word. I want a God's son, that's God's son. Take another path, had an option. Put a little effort, take a couple steps. I promise you, he'll get the job done. Yeah, he saved me, it's amazing. Gotta praise him, lift my head, my arms are raising. Truly blessed, yeah,
you got the know. You got the know.
Truly get this, so ambitious. I'm a witness, he stay with me on the ministry mission. With this gift that's in me,
count.
For the Lord, that's gonna make them devils hate us. Talking to my Savior, I'm thankful for your blessings. I remember when the struggles of the street had me stressing. Not worried about that limelight, I finally got my mind right. Led by the Spirit, got me seeing it in hindsight. Second Samuel told me, you can't run when God calling. Women, drugs, money, yeah, I thought that I was balling. But what about them lost souls that need preaching? A lot of pastors preaching, but how many really? A message for the deacon, choir member, and the usher. The enemy wanna deceive you, but the Father really loves you. So no matter your age, your gender, your color, we all in God's army. You my sisters and my brothers, I love you.
I'm showing love, showing love.
That's my man, Second Samuel. I got both crowds, y'all. I got the streets rolling, got the church rolling. We doing it. And we got to come together with it. That's all it means. Hey, welcome back to Breaking Chains, the Mighty Men of Valor. Got this Thursday night about to roll out, rolling out. Pastor Ross on your radio. How you doing out there? I pray all is well with you and your family. And if not, I pray that the blood of Jesus can come over your house. The Holy Spirit can take over. And you can put the blood over your house. And then the enemy can pass on by. You know, that's what I'm praying for right now in the name of Jesus. And that you will have success in your endeavors. Your future dreams and goals will be reached. And that you can put God first in everything that you're doing. Seek him at all times. Pray without ceasing. Scripture says the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous avails much. You have to become righteous in order to for them to avail much. The effectual prayer. The effectual prayer. It means that it has to have merit. It has to have an effectual effect. That means that you have to be praying all the time. You have to be praying without ceasing. That's why the scriptures say pray without ceasing. The effectual prayer of the righteous availeth much. That means that, you know what, y'all? You got to be praying to God about everything all the time, no matter what it is. Don't just go to God about your bills. Don't just go to God because you want a new car. You want this, you want that. Go to God about everything, no matter what it is. Go to God, and whether it's good or bad, go to God telling him, thank you for waking you up this morning. Thank God just for he gave you a car. Thank God because he gave you a job. Thank God because he woke you up to be sending you to a job. Thank God because your child got all A's, B's on the report card. It don't matter. Just say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You know what I'm saying? Thank God for the bad times because it taught you a lesson. You understand what I'm saying? If you ain't learned nothing out of it, thank him because he's going to show you some anyway, because you're going to get some out that bad time. It's going to come to you because it's going to hurt you. And you're going to learn something if you're paying attention. If you lean not to your own understanding and you let God bring you through it, you're going to get some out of it that you're going to be able to use later on. So, you know, saying all you got to do, y'all, is just remove yourself out the way and let God take the wheel. You know what I'm saying? You just got to remove yourself. And those that are stubborn and disobedient, you're going to learn the hard way. And it's sometimes just easier to listen to somebody else. To just to avoid this and having to have to go through all the suffering. You know what I'm saying? I had my son tell me one time, well, sometimes I just might need to learn the hard way sometime. No, that don't even make sense. Why do you want to learn the hard way when somebody already learned it for you? When somebody already went through it, listen to the person that been through it. So, you know, he know better now. He was younger then, but he's a grown man now with his own family. However, though, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes just pay attention. That's why God gave you one mouth and two ears so you can listen more and close your mouth. You know what I'm saying? Shut your mouth and open your ears. Start listening more and shut up. You understand what I'm saying? Open your mouth when you got something sensible to say. If you ain't got nothing good to say, don't say nothing. If you ain't got nothing sensible to say, don't say nothing. If it don't make sense, don't keep it to yourself. You know what I'm saying? Just close your mouth. Just listen, though. Just be a listener, if nothing else. Woo. Stop being a follower. Become a leader. Become a leader. Stop being conformed to this world, y'all. You understand? Pick up the word of God. If you're not ready to become a follower of the word of God, I don't know what to tell you. I can't tell you to go follow nothing else. I can't tell you that. I can't tell you nothing but to follow the word of God. That's it. That's all I can tell you. Follow the word of God. That's all I can tell you. You want to hear something else? Go find somebody else to tell you something different. I can't tell you nothing but that. That's all I can tell you to do. Follow the word of God. That's the only thing that's going to lead you to righteousness. You understand? That's it. That's all. Let's get it together, y'all. Let's get it together, men. Let's stand up together. Let's lock arms and make this thing right. Let's take back what's ours. Let's take back what they're trying to already, what they done took from us. And let's make sure that they don't take no more from us. You know what I'm saying? Let's make them answer some questions. Let's start asking questions. Let's start asking questions. Why are you letting them feed us all this bad food? Why are you letting them put bad water on the shelves? Why are you letting them put poison in the food and copper and lead in the water? Why are you letting them put all this bad medicine in our children, bad medicine in us? You know what I'm saying? Let's start asking the questions. You know what I'm saying? We pay these people with our tax money. What are you doing with our money? Where's our money going? Why are you starting wars? Why are you keeping us in wars? What are you doing? Let's start asking questions. Let's stop letting them tell us what to do, and let's start telling them what to do. They actually work for us. You understand? Everybody out here works for us, from the police, the mayor, the city council, everybody, the president, they all work for us. And then start making them earn their keep. You understand what I'm saying? These congressmen staying in office 30, 40, 50 years. Let's get their lazy butts out the job. They ain't doing nothing but up there bickering and keeping money in their pocket, living lavish, and we down here suffering. Time out for all that. Enough is enough. I don't care who you are. Stand up and let's take back what's ours. We can fix all of this by kicking their butts out. Let's fix this thing. You understand? My name is Pastor Rod. You understand? That's my name. You want to talk to me? You know how to get at me. You understand? 858-357-9137. YoungAdultsTalk@gmail.com. Hit me up in the email. You know where to find me. That's all they got to do. You know, freedom of speech is something. They created it, and I'm going to use it. You understand? Let's get up and do something about it. They feed us poison. They giving us poison, poison, poison. Time out for it. It's time out for it, okay? We dying all over the place. We dying. We going crazy. We going. We got mental issues. We losing it, and it's time out for it. I'm about to get out of here. I enjoyed hanging out with you tonight. I'm making it plain. I'm writing it down. It's written. Let's execute it. Leaving a mark that can't be erased by breaking the chains of silence. We're the Young Adults Talk Family and Youth Ministries, Sacred Words Ministries, and we are breaking chains. We are going to break the chains. I'm out of here. God loves you, and we love you very much. Most gracious and heavenly Father, we come to you right now, humbly bow down to you with our hearts and minds stayed on you, looking to the hills from whence cometh our help, and we know our help comes from you, O Lord. We know that you are our shepherd, Lord, and we look to you, Father God. Yea, though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we fear no evil, because you know you are with us. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort us, Father God, and we know that you walk with us. We ask you to order our steps. We ask that you stay on our minds, that we keep our hearts with you, Father God. Stand guard of our tongues. Stand guard of our minds and our hearts, Father God. Keep our minds and our eyes on you, Father God. Keep your name on our tongues, Father God. Keep our hands in your hands, Father God. Do not let the enemy pluck us out of your hands, Father God. Don't leave nor forsake us, Father God. Don't let any weapon form against us, Father God. Don't let any weapon prosper against us, Father God. Father God, slay the devil right now, Father God. We know that we have the victory. We are victorious, Father God, and we stand on it right now, Father God. We have that right now, faith in you. We have that right now, trust in you. We stand right now firm on it and trust and believe as we give you all the honor. We give you all the glory. We give you all the praise in the name of your son, Yahshua, Jesus the Christ in the English language. Amen. I mean. Abba Father, we give it to you. Good night. We love you and peace.
He just gave it to me. When he gave it to my head.
You know that. You crazy.
Ran down to make a plan.
Yeah.
Write it down. Make it plain.
I wrote it down and made it plain.
Yeah. Write it down. Make it plain.
I wrote it down and made it plain.
Write it down. Make it plain.
I wrote it down and made it plain.
Rapping is biblical. Not only that, it is spiritual. Man, I looked up and God saved a miracle. Elaine prayed for her son some odd years ago. It was Trinico. It was Riverside. Man, I'm Brookview and I'm Sharon Heights. I'm just trying to keep my head in the game. Tune in to God and I hear what he's saying. Told me write it down and make it plain. So I wrote it down, then I made it plain. Everything coming to fruition. Hoping in him, no longer wishing. Clear vision got me on a mission. I'm relentless. Pay attention. If I believe, then I can succeed. I cross the street before I go overseas. They tried to cross me like they did Jesus. Cause I'm breaking bread and feeding my people. I just wanna see my seed sequel. Last days we living in so evil. Even so, Father, come quick. Son of man can need bone live. Assess the situation. I've been meditating on my dreams lately. You can say I'm praying. I'ma say he's faithful. God broke the chain, turned the table in my favor. I'm spending truth, no fables. So honored to be at the table. He give it to me. I write it down. I hit the booth then I relay it. Say he give it to me. I write it down. I go hit the booth and relay it.
I did.
Write it down. Make it plain.
I wrote it down and made it plain.
Write it. blessing of the Lord got me rich and I'm feeling good, no sorrow. He said I'm the head and not the tail, so I live, I ain't gotta borrow. Living his lifestyle to the fullest every day, like no tomorrow. Epic X was miraculous signs and wonders, yeah, they go follow. Yeah, they go follow. No low life, I take the high road. I'm in the word like every day. Man, I'm on my knees when it's time to pray. Hands in the air when it's time to praise. The last days ain't got time to waste. No turban on my head, but I'm a priest. Medallion so big, expressing belief. Vision so clear, you can't help but see. Faith that move mountain and power is easy. It all started with a mustard seed. I told you before, God'll make it grow. Said he opened the door, so why would they be closed? He snatched all the rags and replaced them with rose. He died on the Wednesday and Saturday rose. So glory to God, hallelujah. If you're beefing with me, I ain't gotta shoot you. Set you beefing with me, I ain't gotta shoot you. Just pray for you. Bet that'll do you, I'ma pray for you. Bet that'll do you, I'ma pray for you. I'ma pray for you. I bet that'll do you.
Write it down, make it plain.
I wrote it down and made it plain.
Write it down, make it plain.
I wrote it down and made it plain.
Write it down, make it plain.
I wrote it down and made it plain.
I'm a visionary, get my vision, make it. Write it down, make it plain.
I wrote it down and made it plain.
Write it down, make it plain.
I wrote it down and made it plain.
You've been listening to Breaking Chains
with the Men of Valor on YAT Radio.
Tune in next week, same time.
Go to our website,
blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio,
or call in 858-357-9137.
It's Breaking Chains, YAT Radio, where we leave a mark that can't be erased by breaking the chains of silence.
Thanks for turning us on this evening. Just know we are here to assist you in recovering your light from back from the darkness. Speak the Truth with Young Adults Talk Live, a ministry for the people of God. So let's join together and recover what's ours. God bless you from the Young Adults Talk family.